This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
You don't build a multi-billion dollar company without a certain vision. So we kind of have to take it as a given that Charles Ergen, the CEO of Dish Network, has a plan for what he wants to do with Sprint Nextel. Ergen and Dish have offered $25.5 billion to buy the wireless company, which, it's worth pointing out, already has a buyout offer on the table from a Japanese firm. Sprint is a distant third. Distant, I tell you, behind Verizon and AT&T. So what's the attraction? Marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith has that story.
Dish CEO Charles Ergen compared his company's bid for Sprint to an episode of Seinfeld. A seemingly random series of events that ties together in the end. After all, Dish Network is a TV company, and Sprint is in the phone business. Still, Scott Cleland sees the connection. He heads telecom research firm Precursor.
It would make both companies stronger.
Cleland says Dish's Ergen is hungry for more broadband capacity, and Sprint has a lot of it.
He sees an opportunity to have a bundled offering of satellite TV and wireless broadband and voice service.
The triple threat. AT&T and Verizon have a head start, but acquiring Sprint could make Dish a contender, says consultant Chetan Sharma.
By combining the two companies, they get a scale of close to an AT&T and Verizon to diversify and expand their business.
Sharma says the Sprint deal could allow Dish to stay nimble at a time when the industry is in flux. No one knows how we'll be consuming media in 5 years, but we do know it will involve wireless. Sprint is in the middle of a merger deal with a Japanese company. But analyst Scott Cleland says you shouldn't rule out Dish's Charles Ergen.
He has built a company from nothing by playing his poker chips very well.
In addition to being a Seinfeld fan, Ergen was a professional poker player.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.